All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today, and just take one brief moment to honor yourself for being here, for being present, and for having that, you know, burning desire inside of you to listen to a podcast like this. You could be listening to true crimes right now. You could be listening to a lot of things that allow you to slip away into a fantasy world, which there's a time and a place for that. But you've chosen in this moment to go inward, to look at yourself, and to focus on some self-development, some insight, some awareness, and to pass that along to the people you love and care about, because, you know, that's absolutely what happens. That's what happens here. And I appreciate you being part of it. All right. Today, we are talking about wake up and wind down routines. I'm a big stickler for this. I probably have some clients listening to this episode right now, and they're nodding their heads. They are nodding just like bobbleheads. They're like, yep, she doesn't stop talking about routines. Because I am a convert, okay? I have been awakened to the power of routine. Wake up and wind down. There is so much power in how you start your day and how you end your day. You can get to a place where you start filtering some other things in throughout the day, but there is nothing more powerful than the wake up and the wind down. A big part of the wind down is so that you can wake up effectively, okay? And a big part of the wake up is so that you can move through the next 18 hours and making sure that as you do so, you're giving yourself life and healing and abundance, right? Okay? I want to say this before I dive in any deeper. I am a big believer in what some would call the Sabbath, okay? It is an opportunity, a time, and a space inside yourself to pause. That's all it is. To pause, okay? And to birth something from stillness. We know that this happens. It happens in the shower. It happens on the toilet. It happens all of the time when we stop and we pause and there is stillness and life comes out of it. Life comes out of the stillness. And that's what we are creating in these AM and PM routines. All right. We are talking all things, the plan to recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery. And a big part of the mini journal that I created for you is identifying and working an AM routine and a PM routine. I'm going to just go to the page in the journal that you fill out, spend a lot of time in. I mean, it could be days, it could be weeks that you spend on this page, like really being quiet and still and aware and honest, acutely honest with yourself. On this Let's Get Moving page, the page that you complete before you move into your 90 days of your daily journaling and reflections, you're looking at first step one, which is establishing your plan to recover. So you're identifying three things that you want to implement and automate in your life. Okay. It could be drinking water. Okay. It could be moving your body for 30 minutes a day. It could be something like, I'm going to take my vitamins every single day for the next 90 days. Okay. It could be all kinds of amazing things that you've been wanting to implement. You can also choose one, two, or three things that you would like to eliminate. Okay. To discard and disconnect from. Okay. And that could be disconnecting from an unhealthier chemical, an unhealthy chemical, or an unwanted behavior, right? So I might be trying to disconnect from sugar. I might be trying to disconnect from tobacco. I might be trying to, if I'm focusing on my sugar, I'm going to eliminate alcohol, right? So all of these different things are options. The important thing is that you only choose three. Okay. And this is such an amazing thing that happens here because we're asking for 90 days of this. We understand that if it's a really complicated and complex behavior pattern, that it's going to take much, much, much more than 90 days. But here's the thing. If you are unable to go 7 days, then we need to backtrack and look at, okay, let's set something that's more realistic. Okay. Something that might give you the motivation you need to tackle something much bigger. Okay. So you're always winning. You're always winning and you're always evaluating and you're always growing. It's okay if you're a little overly ambitious in the first 90 days. It's okay because you're going to come back to it. So that's step one. Step two is remember Andrea's EASY acronym. Now we've already had a podcast on the EASY acronym and we are going to link to that in the show notes, okay? But EASY stands for enjoyable, accessible, sustainable, and yours, which means it's completely unique to you. So you're taking those three things that you either want to, you know, automate and put in your life or the things that you want to disconnect from, and you're making them really easy, okay? You're making it so easy that there's no way you can't do it for 90 days. All right. And sometimes, like I said, we can be overly ambitious. So we need to scale that back a tad in the beginning and then just increase incrementally and slowly over time. That's okay. That's what we're trying to do because that's what creates sustainability and long-term change, right? So that's step two. Today, we are talking about step three, which is establishing a wake up and a wind down routine. They're both equally important. And here it says, organize your morning and your evening activities to better support your plan to recover and to enhance your self-discovery. So what we're going to go over very briefly are just examples of what that might look like. It's just so important. So again, we're only choosing three activities, okay, or behaviors or tasks or whatever it is to implement in the AM and the PM. Please do not do more than three. And please know that it's perfectly acceptable to choose one and not fill out all three. Okay. This is for 90 days and the goal is to make it achievable, right? That's the point, not to overwhelm yourself, not to dysregulate yourself. The point is to make it easy so that you can, you know, really achieve your goals in the next 90 days. All right. That's huge. And it's hard. And it's hard for a lot of us not to immediately go to, oh my gosh, I want to do this, 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 and this. And I think I can accomplish all that. No, we're going to take it slow and we're going to make it easy. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. as we are building our wake up and wind down routine. Please do not choose more than three, and please know that one is enough. It is more than enough because it's sustainable and it's going to create long-term change. Okay, so a wake-up routine. It's the first thing you do when your eyes open, okay? I have one thing that I do, for instance, for example, before my feet hit the floor, okay? All right, and please bear in mind that I have been working this specific journal for 3.5 years, okay? So I have been able to implement and automate several things by now because, you know, I've done many, many 90-day journals in the past 3.5 years, right? I mean, you do the math. I'm horrible with math. Do the math is a lot of journals, right? So my wake-up routine, before my feet hit the floor, I really make a conscious effort not to snooze. And if I slip into the snooze, I am going to have done one thing before I do that, and it's going to be to turn on my bird sounds, because we know that 1 minute of bird sounds really breeds 7 hours of positive emotion. Okay, the statistics are in. And so that's one thing that I promised myself, like, all right, hopefully I'm going to not hit that snooze. It's not part of my wake up routine yet. I haven't really dove into that one yet, but I know it's important. But I am going to turn on those bird sounds. Okay, so that's the first thing I do. And then my feet hit the floor. When my feet hit the floor, before I even stand up, I am turning to my bedside table. I am picking up the water that I filled up the night before, and I am drinking a whole glass of water, which is about 16 ounces, before I stand up to make my bed. Okay, those are three things before I have even turned to even look at that bathroom. And please bear in mind, I have not mentioned my phone. Okay. Well, I guess I did for the bird noises, but I'm not looking at any of those apps. The birds are still chirping. The birds are still chirping and they're at the bottom of the bed. I'm not looking at my phone. Okay. So important, because if the first thing you're doing when you wake up is engaging in your phone, we've got a lot of issues going on there. I mean, it can take you down a million different rabbit holes, and you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And then another thing for my, you know, it's both PM and AM for me, but I fill up my vitamins on Sunday at the beginning of the week. So when I am then going to the kitchen to make my tea with my bee pollen and my honey that is local that really helps with my allergies, I am then at that point making, I'm blending the smoothie that I made the night before, and I'm taking those vitamins. It's one thing that is now part of my AM routine that doesn't get sacrificed. Today, we are day 89, I believe, into the new year, and I have taken my vitamins for 89 days. I track it right here in the journal, so I know exactly how I'm doing with it. Okay, these are examples of an AM routine. Mine also includes a daily podcast. It also, and probably most importantly for me, includes a contemplative practice and yoga stretching. Those are things that I have now implemented and do not sacrifice for anything. I will be late to the office before I give those up. Okay. And this is a matter of priority. It's a matter of going back to my why. Okay. I was late coming in to record this. It's because I'm not going to sacrifice my prayer time nor my stretching in the morning. That's not going to happen. And that has now built an AM routine that helps me to be successful throughout the day. Now, the PM routine helps me to be successful in the AM. And so building out a PM routine is so important, especially when we're talking sleep hygiene. And I've mentioned this on podcasts past. Please reflect on those. If you haven't listened to some past, you know, episodes, please go back through the library at some time, because they're all just chocked full of value and life-changing information. But the PM routine is, it's just so huge, because when I get home from work, one of the first things I do is I start my smoothie for the next day. I fill up my water bottle of 120 ounces so that that's prepared with lemon in it for the next day. Okay. I make sure that the lunches that I have prepped on Sunday are ready to be put in my bag the very next morning, right? So that's all laid out kind of in the fridge in the right area. And then I, make sure that the tea is ready to go very quickly and that everything is easily accessible. That goes back to that, the EASY acronym we talked about. It needs to be accessible. All right. So I make sure that everything is like right there so that my morning goes very smooth. All of those things that I am talking about that I do in the AM, do you know how long it takes me? It doesn't take me any more than 45 minutes with everything I mentioned and more. Okay. So I make it easy. It's very important. So the PM starts with preparing for a very successful AM. And then I go into the room, and before I even turn the bed down, I notice that in the morning I had already laid my journal and the book I'm reading on the bed. It was already there. I made the bed and I put my journal there in the morning so that the evening I'm not going to skip it because I can't get in the bed without doing it. So I read a paragraph, a page, or more. Which really depends on the day. It depends on how tired I am. And then I do my journaling practice. I do mine in the PM. Some people do them in the AM. Some people, kind of split that up and do it twice, which I think is wonderful. And then I go in to do the hygiene and start to get super sleepy. And then I have my sleepy time tea and I'm out for the night. But that's part of my sleep hygiene and my PM routine that makes the AM routine even possible. Okay. And there's part of the AM routine that makes the PM routine possible. And all of these things are actively supporting my recovery plan. The three things that I have said I either want to engage in more often or I want to disconnect from. I have disconnected from at least five unwanted behaviors since I started. Okay. There are things that I continued to reflect on for a long period of time because they were really ingrained behavior patterns and they needed a lot more time and attention than even just 1 year. They needed two at least years. So my point is those AM routines and those PM routines has made it possible for my recovery plan to work for me. Okay. So this isn't something that's like, well, I'm just going to do the recovery plan and I'm going to hold myself accountable and track it. And I'm going to make it, easy. No, you can't just do that without really structuring your day to support that. This is where people's quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes, resolutions fall to the wayside. You didn't set yourself up for success. There's no AM routine or PM routine supporting your goals. So how are you really going to accomplish it? Let's be honest. So, this journal is carefully curated with you in mind. It is there for you. If you have not already ordered this journal, I recommend you do. I recommend a journaling practice, period. It doesn't have to be a bullet journaling practice. It doesn't have to be our journal, of course, but please engage in a journaling practice. And if you are really interested in this type of journal that structures and automates behavior patterns, ours is the best, at least in my very biased opinion. So go to Amazon. You can search Andrea Epteen or the Plan to Recover mini journal, and you can get yours today. And thanks so much for being here. And please consider just, honestly, I understand that not everybody wants to spend money on a bullet journal. So just write this down and put it into practice because it's life-changing. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you same time, same place. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epteen.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.